Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA, checking back in with Indianola Boys Soccer and head coach Heath Weeks. And coach, it's been just a gauntlet of a schedule for this boys soccer team this season, and that was by design, right? I know the guys are taking some tough losses, but seeing some great competition and really preparing themselves for what goals this team wants to achieve.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We knew coming into this season that our schedule was going to be difficult. And it's lived up to that, absolutely. But at the same time, like you said, I think it's brought a higher performance out of us, allowed us to reach maybe a higher level than we would have against lower competition. So, yeah.
The goal of playing the Southeast Polks, the Waukees, the Johnstons, the Dowlings is Indianola's not quite in that class anymore, and you're going to see that speed and kind of that old, it's an old baseball. If you face the 90-mile-an-hour pitcher, the 84 doesn't seem as fast anymore. But in soccer, it's the speed, right? That's what you want the guys to be able to process?
Yes, yeah. The speed of play, I mean, the athleticism, even the tactics that we come up against the Johnstons and the Dowlings is on another level. And, this is kind of a crazy year in which, 3A and 4A, they're closer than maybe in some years past. A team like Urbandale has beaten Johnston and Dowling, close result against Valley. Norwalk has played a lot of those teams. It kind of seems like a trend for the topper 3A teams to, add those 4A competition. And this year, it's really stood out how well, a lot of those 3A teams have done. So, yeah, if we want to keep up with the top of the 3A, we really have to challenge ourselves in our division and then outside our division as well.
Well, there's a chance to play spoiler a little bit. I know Indianola will still have Norwalk yet on the Little Hawkeye Conference schedule as we're talking, yet to play Pella Christian as well. But fighting for second place in the conference and a chance to really end the season on a high note with a big rivalry match against Norwalk. And then, of course, that last one before postseason with Ottumwa.
Yes, yeah. Losing to DCG was a tough one. We had a lead 2-1 and then end up losing 3-2. If we could have gotten a tie out of that, we'd have been right in the mix for challenging for the conference championship. And so, we're hoping to take care of business tonight in Pella, not looking, beyond that match. And then once that's, done, shifting our focus to Norwalk, which is a perennial, contender for not just the conference championship, but also the state championship. And so, that's a big one on our schedule, but we got to get through this hurdle tonight first, and then we can kind of shift our focus there.
What do you think this team needs to be able to, whether it's learn or implement, I think would probably be a better term of, there's been games this season where Indianola scores an early goal and then, has 10, 15 minutes of really solid play and then just gives up a goal and it feels like the whole team has to just reset, and it just, that throws a wrench into the works a little bit.
Yeah, I was reflecting on that the other day about how many of these games, these close games especially, that we've been the ones to score first, and kind of get that lead. And, part of that is it gives us great confidence, that we're competing with these top teams. We're able to do that. I know the result hasn't always turned out in our favor, but the level of competition in these games and how we've been able to push these teams to, not quite to their breaking point, but to really put them on their heels. That's kind of the moral victory in these games. And what I hope is, kind of solid performance after solid performance, that just builds, an expectation within ourselves of what our standard is. I can say, guys, this is a big game. We have to play our best. But when the players are the ones who recognize that in themselves and know what their standard is and then pull that out of each other, that means so much more. And so I feel like These close games, these battles have really, battle tested us. We've, kind of been through the fire a little bit, but the benefit of that is we're a tough team. We have high expectations for ourselves, and we won't let our performance dip.
I think we've seen the after a slower start, Alan Martinez be that offensive force that you knew he was capable of, but you've also seen some other guys really step up. I know Van Kaufman's had a couple of really good goals. I think Jacob Chickering and Hunter Chittenden were guys you wanted to count on, but another couple of guys have been able to show up and score some goals for this team, and that just makes them even more dangerous, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. The distribution of goal scorers has been fantastic this season. Yeah, last year it was pretty much Allen, or it wasn't going to be anybody. But this year, yes, there's been quite a few players who have stepped up. You know, your Aiden Keller, your Anson Miller, the guys you mentioned. I mean, I think we've got 11 guys that have scored goals. I was kind of looking at that the other day. It's something, you know, up there. And so, yeah, to have, you know, multiple threats and players who have had that experience and are comfortable in that area, yeah, that just brings a different dimension to the group. And so, yeah, that's a big difference from last year to this year, is just the distribution of, you know, guys who can put it away. So,
well, and then talk about tactics for this team as well. With that many options, it you do run into, as a coach, a kind of too many cooks in the kitchen type scenario where guys need to try and, you know, press forward, but you also know that it is a team game.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it sounds like you've been in our coaching room with these questions here. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where when you have a lot of talented players and there's only one ball, you know, how do you make that work? And we also have, you know, quite a few new pieces, key pieces in the mix. And so it's taken a little while, I would say, for, you know, that chemistry within the group, and kind of, you know, how do you figure out, you know, that balance within the group? And, you know, I think there has been some games where that's been on display that we haven't quite had that figured out. But I feel like these last 3-4 games, the group's done a really good job of, you know, playing as a team, you know, finding the open player, making that the player who needs the ball, versus, you know, this player or that player always needs to get it. So I think that's a part of the maturation of this group, is that they have been able to find that balance, even with a lot of talented individual players, you know, to play as a team and make that a bit more of the priority.
Last question before we let you go here, Coach. I know postseason, you're still focused on the games in front of you, so you're not too worried about that yet, but it does feel like Indianola is going to be the one with the target rather than the underdog with nothing to lose this year. How do you think the team is adapting to that mentality?
Yeah, you know, last year had nothing to lose coming into Substate, kind of played spoiler in that regard. And this year, yeah, much different story. I mean, we've got a good chance of finishing in the top, you know, 4 or 5 in 3A, and really having a, you know, preferential, you know, sub-state group, and kind of being the team expected to advance this time. And so, you know, it's a different scenario for this team. We were talking the other day. I mean, we've got, I think, 9 wins now on the season. And I mean, that's the first time in program history to have that number of wins. And so we're kind of figuring out things as we go along, but at the same time, this group has a lot of experience, and they want to make the most of this opportunity. I think they realize that this is a special group, and so even in unfamiliar circumstances, they're going to bring out their best, and they're going to play as if they've been in those circumstances before, because they know that's what it's going to take to come out on top. And so yeah, I think it's a different scenario for the group, but I think we've got the right guys leading the group, setting the tone, that even guys that are in unfamiliar situations are going to be able to follow their lead.
Thank you very much again, Coach Heath Weeks, in Indianola Boys Soccer. Coach, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Andrew.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.